Okay, so we are learning Masechta Sukkah. And last time we learned, we spoke about the tree on top of the Sukkah. And we pointed out that the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tafresh Chaf Vav has two opinions. The opinion of the Ravya, that a tree on top of a Sukkah invalidates the Sukkah all the time. And that's like the common opinion that they teach you in grade school. But we noted that the shita of the Rabbeinu Tam is that a tree on top of a sukkah does not invalidate the sukkah if the sukkah was tzilasa meruba mechamosa. If there is more shade than sun in the sukkah, so having the tree on top of it doesn't make it pasul. And we noted that this is really a machlokes. It's two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch as to how we paskin, and the Mishnah Berurah writes in the Bir Halacha that in the case of urgency, you can rely on the position of the Rabbeinu Tam that the Sukkah is going to be kosher. That's what we spoke about last week. Now, this week, we're going to get involved in a conversation that is somewhat related, but not exactly the same. And I think as we progress through the conversation this week, we'll note some differences which will create problems in our lives, and we'll try to come up with some solutions to these problems if Hashem gives us some wisdom in this process. Okay, so the related sukkah to a sukkah under a tree is Zakli Gemara, sukkah, agave sukkah. Right? If you have one sukkah on top of the other sukkah, so the top sukkah is kosher, the bottom sukkah is pasul. The Gemara derives this halacha, Tan Rabbanon, Basukos Teshvu. The word Basukos is written without a vav, Velo Basukah Tachas Sukkah, Lo Basukah Tachas Ha'ilon, Lo Basukah Shebetoch Habayis. So you have to sit in a sukkah. It sounds like a sukkah, but not in a sukkah that is under a tree, etc., 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 in a house, right? It's all not good. So fret the Gemara, Adarabba, Basukos, Tarti Mashma. The word Basukos is plural, so it implies that you can have a double sukkah, a sukkah under a sukkah. I'm Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Basukas Ksiv. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak says that even though the word is read in the plural, but it is written Basukas, and therefore the halacha is that can only be one sukkah. You can't have a sukkah under a sukkah. Taisus comments that this issue would seemingly relate to the conversation that we had before. If you remember, there was a machlokas hatanoyim about whether the minimum size of a sukkah is two walls and a tiny third wall, or three walls and a tiny fourth wall. And that also related to the question of yesh eim l'mikra, yesh eim l'masores, as the halacha is the halacha based on the way the words are read in the Torah or the way the words are written? So Taisus says over here, everyone will agree that the fact that the word is written without a vav tells me that it can't be a sukkah tachas ha-sukkah. Right? That's the tiny little Tosis Basukos, which I didn't even assign to you. Right? Tiny little Tosis writes, even if you hold Yeshem la-mikra, but over here, it's lo lechinam nichtav ha-masores, etc. That is a point which I was totally not planning on making. I just decided to say it anyway. Fine. So, a sukkah under a sukkah is pasul. That's the basic halacha. Has to be sukkah basukas, not basukos. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Pa'amish shtein ksheros, pa'amish shtein psulos, pa'amish tachtonik ksher v'yonik psula, pa'amish tachtonik psula v'yonik kshera. Basically, all four possibilities exist lahalacha, right? That you could have top one kosher, bottom pasul, right? You could have both kosher, both pasul, etc. All the possibilities exist. Nachon? Right? This is the statement of Rabbi Yirmiyah. It's worth noting, by the way, that this statement of Rabbi Yirmiyah no one disagrees with, but yet the Rif does not quote this lahalacha, which is worthy of thought. The fact that the Rif ignores this statement of Rabbi Yirmiyah is suggestive. Okay, but let's go through the four cases. What's the case when they're both kosher? Pa'amim sheshtein ksheros. Hey chidami. What's the case? Zakti gemara kegon shetachtona chamosa meruba mitzilasa ve'oyona tzilasa meruba mechamosa ve'kayme oyona betoch esrim. Okay, who wants to explain this case to me? When is it that they are both kosher?
We made kind of... Go ahead, Zoe.
Well, I made pictures. So in the first case, both are kosher. The schach is lower than 20 amot. We had some questions about that. The upper sukkah gets more shade than sunlight, and the lower sukkah gets more sunlight than shade.
Okay. Right. So the upper sukkah is less than 20. So therefore it's kosher. And it has more shade than sun. Therefore it's kosher. So the upper sukkah is kosher. The lower sukkah has more sun than shade. So therefore the lower sukkah is not called a sukkah. Right? That's the basic halacha. So they're both kosher because the upper one has more shade than sun and the lower one doesn't have enough shade to be called a sukkah. Of course, this sort of begs the question, so then why am I talking about two different sukkahs? If the lower one is more sun than shade, you would think it's not a sukkah at all. So that's a question. Probably we could have said that if we wanted to, but that would mess up our whole beautiful formula. Sometimes they're both kosher, sometimes they're both pasul. So in order to maintain that formula, even though technically speaking, the lower sukkah is not a sukkah, right? Technically speaking, the lower sukkah is garnished.
What we assumed was when it says that the lower sukkah is chamta meruba mitzilta, it's meaning that the top sukkah isn't causing too much shade, but that the shade is really coming from the bottom sukkah itself. Like any shade you're getting from within the bottom sukkah, you're getting from.
Is chamasa meruba mitzilta. So if there's more sun than shade in the bottom sukkah.
Right, like the sun is shining on top of the sukkah.
But ultimately, if I'm sitting in the bottom sukkah, am I sitting in shade or am I sitting in sunlight? Ultimately, I think
assumed...
I'm sitting in shade because the upper sukkah is providing shade.
Ah, so I thought it was just some kind of magical upper schach that provided just enough shade for the upper one, but then the bottom one, it didn't crowd over it.
In the bottom.
I didn't realize how it actually would work. Like we were kind of confused by that.
We had a lot of questions about how this would actually work. Yeah.
how it actually works is not. You know, I understand how the shade from the upper sukkah can also provide shade for the bottom sukkah. That much I got. I'm not sure about why the bottom sukkah is considered a separate sukkah, though. That sort of is the issue I'm addressing. Okay. Fine. So Zakti Gemara, that's case one, that they're both kosher. What's the case when they're both pasul? Four lines on the bottom. Pa'am sheshtem psulos. Kigon to tarvayu tzilasam ruba mechamasan. V'kayim ha'oyona lamala me'esrim ama. Okay, this case I think is relatively easy to understand. You have two sukkahs. The lower sukkah is pasul because it's underneath the upper sukkah. Sukkah tachas a sukkah is pasul. So the lower sukkah is pasul. The upper sukkah is pasul because the upper sukkah is over 20 amos tall. And the sukkah over 20 amos tall is, pasul. Now, by the way, when I say the upper sukkah is over 20 amos tall, does that mean it's over 20 amos above the lower sukkah? Or does that mean it is over 20 amos from the ground? Right? Rachel is shaking her head like, yeah, that's a good question, right?
Or, that was a question we had.
What did you say, Zoe?
That was a question that Rachel and I had. So,
oh, yeah. Okay. So that, I think it's a fair question. Look at Rashi on Yud Amid Aleph. Rashi and Yud Amid Aleph, Shtehem Psulos. The Kaima Oyon Lamala Michav. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It's 10 lines into the narrow lines on Yod Amid Aleph. Rashi writes, the Kaima Oyon Lamala Michav, Ligaga Shel Tachtona Shehi Karka Isa Shel Oyona. No? Rashi says that the upper sukkah is more than 20 amos above the lower sukkah. Right? That we're not judging the 20 amos over here based on the ground. We're judging the 20 amos based on the ground floor, which is the based on the ground floor, which is what's it called? Which is the lower sukkah. On the Bir Halacha, at the beginning of Simen Tafresh Chavches, the Bir Halacha is bothered by Akasha that maybe even if the bottom sukkah, even if the top sukkah is more than 20 amos off the ground, it should be a problem because Rava told us on Beis Amid Aleph that the reason why a sukkah over 20 amos is pasul is because it becomes diras keva, is because it's considered like a permanent structure. In this case, the fact is the upper sukkah is more than 20 amos off the ground. If it's more than 20 amos off the ground, so by definition, that means it's a pretty significant structure. So what if it is less than 20 amos? Or so what if it's less than 20 amos, let's say, from the lower sukkah? But the fact is, in order to support this upper sukkah, you need really thick, strong walls because the upper sukkah is more than 20 amos off the ground. Therefore, it should be diras keva. So let me just summarize what we did. Rashi comments that when I talk about the upper sukkah being over 20, it means that the upper sukkah is more than 20 amos above the lower sukkah. The Bir Halacha is objecting, and he's saying, according to Rava, that the reason why sukkah over 20 is problematic is because it is diras keva. So then logic would dictate that even if the sukkah is more than 20 amos above the ground, it should be a problem because it has to be keva in that situation. Tanya, you've been so patient.
No, I'm just thinking of all the times where we were trying to raise the floor with the itztaba, it didn't work out with the pillows, but all the times we're trying to raise the floor, we would still say, according to Rava then, that would be keva. If it's the height of the dafanos, regardless, you know what I mean? I'm not buying it. And
I saw in the Sefer, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach's Sefer on Sukkah, so he makes your point. Excellent. He says, one second, if you're telling me that the walls are keva, so then that should invalidate the sukkah. So what about the cases when you raise the floor? So the way he says it is that in the case when you raise the floor, ostensibly what you're doing is you're building new walls. Instead of the walls being the large outer walls, the periphery, now you have new walls in the middle of the sukkah. So those new walls are not keva. That new sukkah with the new walls is not keva. But over here, it's the same exact wall, right? You have sukkah one, right? Zoe said she drew pictures. Pictures would help over here. You have sukkah one, and sukkah two is right on top of sukkah one. And they're using the same outer wall. So therefore, it appears more like keva. That's the way Reb Shlomo Zalman understands this Bir Halacha. But you're right, Tanya. You have to accommodate that Gemara somehow. Okay, good. So far we have the two extreme cases. We have a case when they're both kosher, and we have a case when they are both puzzle. Right? They're both puzzle in the case upper sukkah is above 20, and land has more shade than sun. Lower sukkah is puzzle because lower sukkah is under is more shade than sun, but it's sukkah tachas hasukkah. So that's why it's going to be that's why it's going to be puzzle. Next case. Sometimes the lower sukkah is kosher, the upper one is pasul. What's the case over here? Hey chidami, says the Gemara in Yud Amud Aleph, kigon shetachtona tzilasa meruba mechamasa, ve'oyona chamasa meruba mitzilasa. The upper sukkah is more sun, the lower sukkah is more shade. V'kai mitarvayhu betoch esrim. And they're both inside 20 amos. Okay, so we just read the Gemara based on the girsa that Rashi has. Rashi says that the case when upper sukkah is pasul, lower sukkah is kosher, is that the lower sukkah is more shade than sun, upper sukkah more sun than shade. But Rashi goes out of his way to tell me that the upper sukkah is also within 20 amos. Correct? Rashi's girsa in the Gemara is the way the Gemara appears to us, which is kaimi tarvayhu betoch esrim. Both sukkahs are within 20 amos. That indicates that were the sukkah to be over 20 amos, were the upper sukkah to be over 20 amos, even though the upper sukkah is more sun than shade, it would still create a problem to invalidate the lower sukkah. That's the Shita of Rashi. Right? If we would read the Rashi inside, right? Let's pick up here. I guess we'll read it from, it's like 12 lines into the narrow lines. Tachtonik sherva oyona psula hechidami, yosha tachtona tzilosa meruba, dischach she oyona lav schachu. Right, the upper sukkah is more sun than shade, so therefore it's not schach. Velo mifsula tachtona mishon sukkah tachas sukkah. Since the upper sukkah is not schach, so therefore the lower sukkah is not pasul as a sukkah tachas hasukkah. Ve'oyona psula mishum chamasam ruba mitzilasa. Ukegon dekaimi tarvayhu betoch chaf la'aretz. Both sukkahs are within 20. De'i oyona lamaila me'esrim af tachtona psula mishum demitztarev schach pasul bahadei kosher. Mishum deschach l'maylo me'esrim psula. Who wants to explain those two lines to me? Those two lines are like the key yesod of Rashi in all of Judaism. This is like the most important Rashi in all of Judaism for today.
I can try. Rashi is saying that the bottom sukkah is kosher because it's not under any real sukkah, which is the top one, which isn't a sukkah because it has more sun than shade. But if the top sukkah is too tall, then the schach on top of it is pasul, even though it's not a sukkah. The schach is pasul, and it will combine with the lower sukkah schach. And once they combine together, the pasul schach invalidates the kosher schach, and now you have a problem with the bottom one too.
Right, excellent. Right, what are we going to do when you go to Israel, Sima? Right, Yashikayach. Very good. So now what Sima is saying is that Rashi is telling me that the upper sukkah, were it to be above 20 amos, even though that upper sukkah is more sun than shade, but were it to be over 20 amos, it would invalidate the lower sukkah. Right? This is based on the principle that we learned last week, that if I have a tree on top of a sukkah, right? So the Gemara has a question, v'nitztarev schach pasul b'adei schach kasher. The Gemara's akasha, aye, let the tree, which is pasul schach, let it invalidate the sukkah underneath it. So the Gemara says, oh, we have to talk about this razzle dazzle case of b'shechovton, that you bend the schach down so that it meshes, right, with the real schach. But if not for that, the tree on top of the sukkah would pasul the sukkah, right? Similarly, says Rashi, schach over 20 amos is schach pasul. And because schach over 20 amos is schach pasul, so it invalidates the schach underneath. That is the shita of, that's the Gemara as understood by Rashi.
Can I just ask a question about yes. Rashi? I might have missed what you said, but it seems that the previous Rashi was saying that we measure from the floor of the, that 20 amot is just the top sukkah, and we measure from the floor of the roof of the bottom sukkah as the floor, and that's the 20 amot. And then here it seems Tarvaihu, they're together in the 20 amot. So which one is Rashi going by?
Yeah, so that's a great question. That was what I was about to ask. Oh. Right, so one thing I see from right, Rashi over here writes, "Dekami tavai b'tochuf la'aretz." Right, that they're both within 20 of the ground. I don't know why Rashi says that. Like Rashi seems to be contradicting what he said like 6 or 8 lines ago. I can't say I spent a lot of time looking for an answer to this question. I spent a teeny bit of time. I didn't see an answer. I don't know. Rashi clearly is saying that the upper sukkah is within 20 amos of the ground. And if the upper sukkah would be above 20 amos from the ground, so according to Rashi, the upper sukkah would passel the lower sukkah. Now, last week, we learned, and we began here tonight by referencing this. Last week, we learned the Tosfos on Tesamid Beis, that Tosfos quoted the position of Rabbeinu Tam, that if you have a lower sukkah, which is Tzilasa Meruba Mechamasa, if you have more shade than sun on the lower sukkah, so even if I have a tree on top of it, so the tree will not invalidate that lower sukkah. Right? That was the sheet of the Rabbeinu Tam. And we mentioned at the beginning of the shiur tonight that according to the Bir Halacha, you can rely on this Rabbeinu Tam in cases of urgency. Right? The Rabbeinu Tam was medayik from the Lashon of the Gemara earlier, d'mitztarev schach pasul v'hadei schach kasher, that tziruf means that you need the shade provided by that tree to give the requisite amount of shade for the sukkah, only then is it a problem. But if the lower sukkah has enough shade on its own, so then it's going to be kosher, even if there's a tree on top. Our Rashi is disagreeing with that Rabbeinu Tam L'Chaira, no? Because our Rashi is saying that I have a lower sukkah. The lower sukkah is more shade than sun. But that lower sukkah can be invalidated by the upper sukkah if it would be over 20 amos. So Rashi L'cha'ora is disagreeing with that Rabbeinu Tam earlier. And all is grand, except for the fact that Rashi on Tes Amid Beis, see, I think Sima pointed this Rashi out last week, that Rashi on Tes Amid Beis seemed to agree with the Rabbeinu Tam, no? Right, Rashi writes on Tes Amid Beis, Rashi on Tesama Bay's wrote, 1 second. Now, look at the Rashi, Hakamitz Tarev Schach Puzzle. The Rashi on Tesama Bay's, like the third skinny line. So Rashi's word, I'm pretty sure Sima said this last week, or Rashi writes over there, the last two lines of that Rashi, Umahani tseo ilon the tseo schach, lahashlem tselaser shel sukkah. Right? Rashi is saying that the tree, that attached tree, is being mashlem. It is combining with the lower schach to fill in this, the shade, to create that proper amount of shade. So we got a problem. Because Rashi on Tesama Beis agreed with the Rabbeinu Tam. But Rashi on Yud Amid, right? Rashi on Tesama Beis says that when they have a tree on top of the sukkah, the only time it's going to be a problem is if there's not enough shade on the lower sukkah alone. But if there is enough shade, then it's going to be fine. That's Tesama Beis. But on Yud Amid Aleph, Rashi says, on Yoram and Aleph, Rashi writes that if I have an upper sukkah that is over 20 amos, that will invalidate the bottom sukkah, despite the fact that the bottom sukkah is more shade than sun. So there's a stir in Rashi. This contradiction makes sense. It's a very good kasha, no? It's such a good kasha, in fact, that the Rav Yah, we mentioned last week, that the shita that the Rush quoted, who argues with that Rabbeinu Tam, the Rav Yah in Simin Tafresh Yud Gimel, that was easy to remember the number, Taryag, the Rav Yah in Simin Taryag says Rashi changed his mind. Now, this is really hard to understand. It's hard to understand. Like, I personally think that changing one's mind in life is a good thing. We're all supposed to change our minds sometimes. But to change your mind when you're writing a perush between Daf Tesama Beis and Daf Yud Amud Aleph, basically you're changing your mind within 20 lines, right? So then you got to go back and erase what you wrote beforehand. I can understand if I said something 20 years ago and I changed my mind, I'm not going to go back and change it. But how long did it take for Rashi to move from his commentary on Tesama Beis to his commentary on Yud Amud Aleph? So to say that Rashi changed his mind is really problematic.
When you were talking about the Bar Halacha, you were talking about that it had one wall for both the bottom sukkah and the top sukkah.
Correct.
And when you're talking about the height of the tree is not a sukkah. It's not part of the same structure. So the fact that schach, I mean, I understand you're saying it's not really a sukkah, but they're different cases.
That's so small, Tanya. The case of the tree doesn't have to be that the tree's over 20 amos. The case of the tree is that the tree invalidates a bottom sukkah because the tree is attached to the ground. And the Torah says, "Ba'aspecha migarnecha miyikvecha," that it's only kosher schach if you gather it up. But if it's still attached, it's pasul as schach. Right? So that's not a halacha.
So you're saying they're pasul in both cases. So how come? How come you can't be mitzdarif when it's part of the same structure?
How come, with respect to a sukkah under a tree, Rashi would tell me that if the lower sukkah is perfectly kosher on its own, if the lower sukkah has more shade than sun, so nothing can invalidate it, the tree on top of the lower sukkah won't make it pasul, but yet, when I have a sukkah underneath another sukkah, if that upper sukkah is over 20 amos, that will invalidate the lower sukkah. Right? That's the contradiction in Rashi.
But is there, but is there something about having a pasul sukkah or having something pasul providing some level of shade poses a problem? Because if it's still combining, then effectively your shade is still like pasul shade.
Right. So again, so that's what the Rav Yoh says. And that's what Rashi and Yudam and Aleph is saying. Rashi and Yudam and Aleph is saying that some of the shade that I have in this lower sukkah is coming from above 20 amos. And if some of the shade is coming from above 20 amos, that's pasul shade, and that invalidates the sukkah. That's exactly what Rashi is saying on Daf Yudam and Aleph. But the problem is
those conditions aren't in place with a tree. Like,
what?
Those conditions can't be in place for a tree.
What's not in place for the tree?
You can't have those conditions in place for a tree. There's no, like, invalid tree.
It's... Well, every tree is invalid, by definition. Right? The sukkah is underneath the tree, so the tree is invalid as schach, so the tree should pass on the schach underneath. Yet Rashi seems to say that a tree on top of a sukkah does not pass on the sukkah if the tree, if the bottom sukkah has more shade than sun.
Go ahead, Raquel.
No, something else.
The tree would invalidate if it provided most of the tzel, but it wouldn't invalidate, like, the shade itself isn't invalid. In the case of the pasul schach, that it's an invalid form of shade.
But don't we assume that shade that comes from a tree, shade that comes from something that's attached to the ground, is an invalid form of shade? Right? The shade has to come from kasher schach. So if I have metal beams on top of my sukkah, it's providing shade, but it's invalid schach. Right? So shade that comes from a tree is invalid schach. The basic issue is, I think, and it's not just me, there are people far smarter than I am who know that there's a stira in Rashi's. Now, again, there's a whole school of thought who tries to reinterpret the Rashi on Tesamid Beis, that Rashi on Tesamid Beis does not really agree with the Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, but certainly the simple reading of Tesamid Beis is in contradiction to Rashi on Yoram and Aleph.
But can't you say that Rashi sees Tziruf with an Elon and Tziruf with another Sukkah as different things? So he's just learning.
So yeah, but to Farshi, you have to explain why. What would be the distinction?
Because you don't have laws of Sukkah on a tree. It's just not Sukkah at all. So, like, it doesn't have these limiting factors of halachot about being a tree.
So again, so because it's a tree, so it's not schach at all. The schach over 20 is schach, it's just in the wrong place. So
right.
Because it's the same thing as the stuff underneath it, so that's why it's more likely to be a problem.
Because it has these other laws that it needs to...
Yeah, again, if anything, I could hear the svar in the opposite direction. I could hear why, if it's under a tree, it would be a problem. Because a tree is not schach at all. So it's like min b'she'en omino. It could, like, passel it. But schach over 20 and schach under 20 is the same min. I don't know. It's hard. I think I spend time... I don't have, obviously that would be the easy, I don't know, easy, that would be the answer to Rashi, but I don't have a good svara to distinguish between schach over 20 and schach in the form of a tree. I don't have a svara to distinguish why by the tree it would be kosher and the schach over 20 would be a problem. Okay, so far we have cases 1, 2, and 3. Case number 4 is that sometimes the top one is kosher, the bottom one is pasul. That's the most simple case that the top one is more shade than sun, within 20. Bottom one is pasul because it's underneath. It's also more shade than sun, but it's going to be pasul because it's underneath the top sukkah. And the Gemara tells me that there should be no chiddush at all in these cases, right? All cases, maybe it helps in terms of structuring things. Sometimes they're both kosher, sometimes they're both pasul. Sometimes one is kosher, one is pasul in either direction. But the Gemara says, isn't it obvious? Pshita. So Gemara answers, tachtonek shera ve'oyona psula, it's drichalei. I need case number three. The case when the lower sukkah is kosher, the top sukkah is pasul. Mahu detema nigzer duma mitztarev schach pasul bahadi schach kosher, kamash malan. I would think that we should make a gezeira that the schach pasul combines with the schach kosher, kamash malan, that we don't make a gezeira. Okay, who wants to explain this to me? My case three, again, lower sukkah is kosher, more shade than sun. Upper sukkah is more sun than shade. Rashi tells me upper sukkah is within 20 amos. That case is the chiddush, because I would have thought that you should be mitzdarif the upper sukkah with the lower sukkah, kamash malon. So mahu detema. So Rashi, my time is getting a little bit late. There's a few points I wanted to make. Anyone want to try to explain this Rashi to me? Or the Gemara, as understood by Rashi?
This is where the upper sukkah is like sort of bare, but somehow there's still enough shade on the lower sukkah.
The upper sukkah is more sun than shade. So yeah. The upper sukkah does not invalidate the lower sukkah. The lower sukkah is kosher.
Right.
I would have thought that the upper sukkah should invalidate the lower sukkah. Kamash malon, the upper sukkah does not invalidate the lower sukkah. Right, mahu detema should be mitztarif, kamash malon it's not. So the way Rashi understands this Gemara is mamish taking a leap of faith. Right, Rashi writes mahu detema nigzar. This is like seven lines before the lines get wide at the bottom. Rashi writes mahu detema nigzar lemifsel tachtona mishum zimnim dekaima oyona lemaila. Rashi says, I would have said that the bottom sukkah should be pasul because sometimes that top sukkah is above 20 amos. And dilomasika daite lamechash atachtona mishum tsirif pasul and kosher. Umid the chazal oyal chamasa miruba sova commander lasehu vilo pasul tachtona kamasha dolagazin ha toha. Rashi says, I know that if the upper sukkah is over 20 amos, it will passel the lower sukkah. I would have thought that even if the upper sukkah is not above 20 amos, but the upper sukkah should still passel the lower sukkah because people might think that if the upper sukkah is over 20 amos, it does not passel. So therefore, I should passel even when it's less than 20, lest people think that it's over 20. Kamash malan, that it's kosher when it's under 20. So again, so Rashi is saying, I would have thought that even though the upper sukkah is under 20, it should still be passel because maybe if you're going to say the upper sukkah is kosher, people might be machshir a sukkah over 20. That's where Rashi learns the Gemara. So now, comes along many Rishonim, and they say, my dear Rashi, I love you, you're a great guy, but this makes no sense. This mamish makes no sense. It makes no sense because, by the way, the beep that you just heard is my son is a member of Hatzalah. If he's going on the call now, I think that's going to be his fourth call of today. Yes, there is an uptick in the communities. That's what we'll say. Okay. Again, they're not all COVID related, but still. Rashi is saying that if the upper sukkah is over 20 amos, it will passel the lower sukkah. And I would have thought that I make a gezeira that even if the upper sukkah is under 20, maybe it should still passel because perhaps people will think that it's kosher when the upper sukkah is over 20. So it comes along the Ritva in a very strong formulation. The Ritva says, okay, dear Rashi, so according to that logic, there's a havamina that every sukkah in the world is puzzle. No? Because I would think that maybe this sukkah could be over 20, right? If people are going to see that I'm machshir my sukkah in my backyard, people are going to say, oh, maybe a sukkah over 20 is also kosher. So the Ritva says, that don't make no sense. You can't say that you'll pass all a sukkah, you can't entertain the thought that a sukkah under 20 should be puzzle because maybe people will be mashur a sukkah over 20. That just, it doesn't, it, that logic would invalidate every single sukkah on this planet. That is the kasha that the Rishonim ask on Rashi. So, obviously, Rashi would say, you know, there's a difference between a sukkah on top of a sukkah and a plain sukkah. With respect to a plain sukkah, no one is going to think that we should invalidate an ordinary sukkah that's under 20 because maybe it's above 20. Everyone could always tell the difference. When you have a double-decker sukkah, so people's perception might be off a little bit, and therefore people might be machshir a case when the upper sukkah is over 20, even though we're only machshir when it's under 20. Basically, the point is that in perception, a regular sukkah that's not double-decker, people will not make a mistake of over 20 as opposed to under 20, but with a double-decker sukkah, sometimes people might make such a mistake. But whatever it is, Rashi's take on Judaism is that the Chiddush in our Gemara is based on the fact that if the upper sukkah would be over 20, even though it's more sun than shade, it would pass on the bottom sukkah, which means that Rashi agrees with that Rav Yoh that we mentioned last week. And the Chiddush of our Gemara is, I would have thought that even if the upper sukkah is under 20, it should be pasul. Kamash malan, that if the upper sukkah is under 20, it's still kosher. That's the Gemara according to Rashi. Good? Excellent. Now, the Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with Rashi. Did you have a chance to read the Rabbeinu Tam and the Taisus? Kind of, sort of, a little bit. Not yet? Not yet. Okay. So let's read the Rabbeinu Tam together. And we will see that Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with Rashi. I gave that away already. Right? It's 8 lines before the lines get wide. V'Rabbeinu Tam Mefarish, Demamala me esrim lo choshev schach pasol, me achar she'ein hapsol ela machmas gova. So Rabbeinu Tam is saying, you know what, Rashi, you're telling me that the upper sukkah, if it would be over 20 amos, it would invalidate the lower sukkah. Says Rabbeinu Tam, it's not true. Because I understand that a tree can invalidate a lower sukkah, because a tree is a chepza of schach pasul. But when the sukkah is over 20 amos, the schach is kosher. The psul, says Rabbi Nutam, is not a psul in the schach. Me'acha she'en psul ela machmas gova. The psul is only because of the height of the schach. Meaning, if I would use terminology, I would say that a sukkah over 20, according to the Rabbi Nutam, is a psul in defanos. It's not a psul in schach. The walls are puzzle. The walls are too tall. So Rabbi Nutam is disagreeing with Rashi. Rashi says that if the upper sukkah is over 20, the upper sukkah will invalidate that lower sukkah. Says Rabbi Nutam, no. That sukkah over 20 cannot possibly invalidate a sukkah. A tree can invalidate a sukkah because a tree is a chepz of schach pasul. But a schach that's more than 20 amos off the ground cannot invalidate the sukkah underneath it because it's not a chepz of schach pasul. It is only a psul machmas gova. It's only a psul of defanos, etc. Good?
Sorry, so then fitting that back into the Gemara, he would say that the Gzeira is good schach with good schach, and you might extend that to be good schach with bad schach.
Well, now we have to skip a little bit in the Tosfos. Let's go to the Goris Rabbeinu Tam, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it's 6 lines into the wide lines in the Tosfos. The Goris Rabbeinu Tam. It's the first words on the line. Vigaris Rabbeinu Tam means Rabbeinu Tam has a different girsa in the Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam's Gemara reads as follows. Tachtonek sheriv al yona psula hechadami. Kigon de al yona chamasa meruba mitzilasa. Tachtona tzilasa meruba mechamasa. Vikaima tachtona betoch chaf. Kilomer, aval ha'el yona, lo chayshinon b'chol inyan dekaima. I don't care where the upper sukkah is. Even if that upper sukkah is over 20 amos, it still is not going to invalidate the lower sukkah. Va'afilu l'mayla me'esrim lo mifsala tachtona, b'hachi. You see, Rashi's girsa in the Gemara is v'kaimu, right? The way Rashi has the Gemara, the third line from the top of Yud Amud Aleph, Rashi says, V'kaimi tarvayhu betoch esrim. Rashi has the Gemara that both sukkahs are within 20. Tosfos has the girsa that V'kaima tachtona betoch esrim. It doesn't say tarvayhu, it says tachtona. The lower sukkah is within 20, but the upper sukkah is over 20. And even so, says Rabbi Nutam, the upper sukkah does not invalidate the lower sukkah. I would have thought that the upper sukkah should invalidate the lower sukkah because the upper sukkah is over 20, like Rashi said, and it should pass all the schach at the bottom. But as a matter of halacha, the upper sukkah can never invalidate the lower sukkah. Okay? That's just the upper sukkah over 20, according to Rabbeinu Tam, cannot invalidate the lower sukkah. Right, let's read it again. Right? Vigoris Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam's gear says, Tachtonek sheva yona psula hechadami, kigon de al yona chamasam ruba mitilasa, vitachtona tilasam ruba mechamasa, vikaima tachtona besol chesrim. The lower sukkah is within 20. Aval ha'el yona, lo chayshinon, b'cholengi d'kaima. I don't care wherever the upper sukkah is. V'afilu l'may l'may esrim lo mifsal ha'tachtona b'hachi. Even if the upper sukkah is over 20, it will not invalidate the lower sukkah. V'haynu d'ka'amer b'shas, ma'al d'tem l'tzer schach posel b'hadi schach kosher. I would have said that the posel schach should combine this kosher schach, kiloma, I would have thought I would have thought that the upper schach is called pasul schach to invalidate the lower. Kamash v'lun, d'chihai gavna, lo choshev schach pasul. The chiddush of our Gemara is that Rashi is wrong. According to Rabbeinu Tam, our Gemara is teaching me that Rashi is wrong, that schach over 20 is not pasul schach, and it cannot invalidate the schach underneath 20. Okay, I'm not sure if I'm getting blank stares because this is so obvious and like, why am I spending time on it? I'm getting blank stares because maybe I have to say it again.
How is the Rabbeinu Tam understanding the second case then? Like, what passels the sukkah in the case where there's more shade than sun, but the schach's over 20 amot?
Get in case two in the Gemara, right? Because they're both puzzle. They're both more shade than sun. The upper sukkah is over 20 amos, and the bottom sukkah is underneath a sukkah.
Right.
In case two, upper sukkah is more shade than sun. So upper sukkah has a din sukkah. If it's a sukkah, it can pass on the lower sukkah, because now the lower sukkah is a sukkah tachas ha-sukkah. But in case three, where the upper sukkah is more sun than shade, so upper sukkah is not a sukkah, there might be an issue that the schach of the upper sukkah, since that schach is over 20, maybe it should invalidate the schach beneath it. So Rabbeinu Tam says that can't happen, because schach over 20 amos is not pasul. Schach over 20 amos is perfectly kosher. It's kosher. Schach pasul walls. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam says.
Okay.
So, what we have over here is as follows. Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam are disagreeing about the status of schach over 20 amos. Is schach over 20 amos pasul schach, or is schach and it invalidates the schach beneath it, or is schach over 20 amos not pasul schach? One could maintain that this issue should depend on the three positions back on Beis Amid Aleph. Why is it that sukkah over 20 is non-kosher? If a sukkah over 20 is non-kosher, because the Torah says, L'man yedu dorosechem, you have to know that you're sitting in the sukkah. So if the schach is over 20 amos, that's not something that you know that you're in the sukkah. So then, l'cha'ora, that's problematic. However, if the reason why schach over 20 is non-kosher is because it becomes diras keva, so over here also, the upper schach is diras keva, so maybe that's reason to passel it. I don't know. It doesn't sound like that will passel the lower sukkah. Not clear. According to Reb Zeira, that the reason why schach over 20 amos is passel is because when the sukkah is over 20 amos, you're getting shade from the walls. You're not getting shade from the schach. So l'cha'ora, any schach over 20 amos is not really providing shade. So it can't possibly invalidate the bottom sukkah. Meaning, right? Reb Zera says on Beis Amid Aleph that schach over 20 amos doesn't give shade. If it doesn't give shade, it can't possibly create a problem for the lower sukkah. So according to Reb Zera, Rabbi Nutam would be correct. But according to according to the other explanations on Beis Amid Aleph, there's a possibility that exists that schach over 20 amos is pasul schach, and that would be the shita of Rashi, although, quite honestly, it's really hard to explain Rashi, because all the shitos on Beis Amid Aleph seem to indicate that schach over 20 is either a psul in the yeshivas hasukkah, or it's a psul in the defanos, or it's not schach. to assume that it is schach pasul, like Rashi, is really difficult based on what we said on Beis Hamad Aleph. Okay, now, let's just go back to Taisus. Rabbeinu Tam says that even though upper sukkah is over 20 amos, it does not invalidate the lower sukkah. Because upper sukkah is not schach. Schach over 20 is not pasul schach, it's not schach at all. Now, what's the scenario, by the way? How much shade is there from the lower schach? How much shade is there from the higher schach? What's going on?
From the Gemara, it sounds like the bottom one has enough shade to be a good sukkah on its own, and then the top one does not. It has just a little bit of shade.
Correct. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. But here's the problem. If that's the case, so then Rabbeinu Tam does not have to say that the reason why the upper sukkah does not invalidate the lower sukkah is because schach over 20 is not pasul. Rabbeinu Tam should say, well, the bottom sukkah is kosher on its own, and nothing can invalidate a sukkah that's kosher on its own.
Well, I mean, I'm just thinking out loud. Maybe Rabbeinu Tam doesn't hold that. Maybe he does hold that things can invalidate a kosher sukkah, like a tree, I don't know, or something else. Maybe.
But at the beginning of, it's the same Taisvis. It's just 20 lines earlier, right? It's very unlikely, just like what we said before, it's very unlikely that Rashi changed his mind between Tesam and Beis and Yodam and Aleph. It's probably less likely that Tosas changed his mind within the same Tosas. So, maybe the beginning of Taisvis is not Rabbeinu Tam. Maybe it's some other opinion with Tosfos. It's possible, but it is difficult. This leads the Maharsha to explain that according to Rabbeinu Tam, the scenario in the Gemara is that the lower sukkah does not provide enough shade on its own. The only way this lower sukkah is tzilasa meruba mechamasa is because it is getting some shade from the upper sukkah, and that upper sukkah is above 20 amos. This makes the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam like a million times bigger. Rabbeinu Tam is telling me that the lower sukkah is only kosher because that upper sukkah is giving shade for the lower sukkah. And that upper sukkah is above 20 amos. So the shade for the lower sukkah is coming from space above 20 amos. And even though some of the shade that is necessary to make that lower sukkah kosher, even though some of that shade is coming from a place over 20 amos, nonetheless, Rabbeinu Tam will say it's kosher, which is really wild and crazy. If I have an entire sukkah over 20 amos, it's pasul. Now I have a lower sukkah, which would be pasul on its own. An upper sukkah, which will be pasul on its own. And they come together and poof, it becomes kosher. The lower sukkah will be pasul on its own because it's chamasa meruba mitzilasa. The upper sukkah will be pasul on its own because it's over esrim amah. You put the two together, chick, chack, boom. Kosher. That is the way the Maharsha understands Taisus. And it's probably a very accurate read of Tosfos, unless, again, you want to say that Rabbeinu Tam at the end of Tosfos is arguing on the beginning of the Tosfos, and then you'd have to say it's two different authors of the Tosis, which is not so likely. Maybe next week, if I'm in a good mood, we'll talk about the Ritva, because the Ritva has a in-between position between Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam. But basically, just to summarize what we did tonight, Rashi says that Tzchach over 20 Amos is possible, and it invalidates the Sukkah underneath. And the simple reading is that according to Rashi, the Sukkah underneath is a perfectly fine Sukkah on its own, and it still becomes invalidated, like the sheet of the Ravya that we discussed last week, which is against the beginning of Tosis on Tes Amid Beis. Tosis on Tes Amid Beis is saying, no, 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 the entire case is that the lower Sukkah does not have enough shade on its own. There would not be enough shade. The lower Sukkah would not be Tzilosim Rubim Mechamasa on its own. You only have enough shade because of the Tzchach L'mayla Me'esrim. And that Tzchach L'mayla Me'esrim is combining with the Chamasa Rubim Mechamasa at the bottom to make it into a Kasher Sukkah, which is really tremendous. It's a tremendous Chiddush. That the lower Sukkah would be puzzle, the upper Sukkah would be puzzle, but the two together come to be kosher.
But how is that different when we had with the Elon? Because the Elon would have been puzzle on its own, and the Sukkah would have been.
I'm saying that the Elon would be puzzle on its own. If there's not, that's a. Rabbeinu Tam says the Elon would be pasul on its own, so therefore if the lower Sukkah is more sun than shade, plus an Elon, it's pasul, because an Elon is pasul schach. But schach over 20 Amos is not pasul schach, says Rabbeinu Tam. Schach over 20 Amos is a pasul wall, it's not pasul schach. And therefore, the schach over 20 Amos, right, which itself would not be able to make a kasher sukkah, but it's going to combine with the more sun than shade at the bottom, and the two together, right, will make a kasher sukkah. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam is saying.
The only thing is that with the Elon, you bent it over, so it was really being meshed together, but the schach on top, is that considered a mixture?
Well, again, let's go say Rachel. In the case of the Elon, if I bend it over, that's when it becomes kasher, right? B'shechovten is kasher. We're talking about the case when it's puzzle, which is I don't yet bend it down, right? It's just the trees on top of my sukkah.
But the majority of the shade was coming from the bottom one. So that's...
Well, the bottom one is not... I don't know where the majority of the shade is coming from, but I know that there is not enough shade from the bottom one to make it kosher. And the only way I have enough shade to be kosher is because of a combination between the bottom one and the top one. That's what I know. Okay. So maybe next week we'll pick up and we'll talk about the Ritva. But I think we just developed this Machlokas Rashi and Tosis nicely about whether Schach over 20 Amos is called Schach Pasal or not. Apparently, Sima, your flight next week is at this time.
Yes.
So genuine dedication would be zooming in to the shir from the airport, but that's completely not.
I would love to. I'm going to be in the air already, I think.
You mean the air already?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, listen, you should just have a lot of hatzlacha in Eretz Yisrael. We're all jealous of you. That's what I could say. I wish I'd be able to make aliyah. But you should just have abundant hatzlacha. Keep on learning Torah.
I hope so.
Torah is good in Chutz La'aretz, but Torah in Eretz Yisrael is even better. And we're all going to continue learning Emir Tzah Hashem. And okay, Chevra, have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you. Thank you also for answering my questions last week on Sukkahs. I really appreciated it.
That was a really, that one case of like that little, we got like half of what we've done in that one picture.
Yeah.
It's like 6 months of learning. Okay.
Right. Thank you.